All right, so she's been doing this for a few years. She is probably one of the busiest people we know, which is why it took us so long to strap her down to a chair just so we could talk to her about the state of real estate in New Mexico. Sandy Presley, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Now, Sandy, you've been doing this a couple of years, like 5-6 years. You're new to this whole business, right?
I am headed into my 47th year. I'm closer to 47 years than I am 46 in this business.
I'm
longer
always
than you've been alive, Tony.
I got you by a couple years. That's very sweet of you. We, on a personal level, we have used Sandy for not only buying but selling homes as well. It has always been a fantastic, easy transaction for us. Not every transaction is that way for you, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Look at her. Correct.
First of all, and we'll get into a bunch of other specific stuff, but why real estate? What drew you to real estate as an industry? Because it is not an easy industry to, one, get into, or be successful in.
Such an interesting question. So I was a musician, and I was tired of being poor and realizing it was not a sustainable career. And I was at UNM wanting to be a music major and realized that it was not going to be a sustainable career and I needed to find another path. And surely by accident, I got into sales. It was never an intention or a plan. It was surely an accident that I ended up getting into sales. I did advertising sales first, which, wow. And that's a good way to, you know, earn your chops. And then through that, my biggest customers were real estate companies. And they're the ones who convinced me to get my real estate license. And the funniest thing is I can remember it like it was yesterday when they're saying, Sandy, you ought to get into real estate. I went, no, you guys have to work every weekend and at night. And you all looked so stressed out in here. I don't think I want to do that. So ironically, I was going to sell phone systems and nobody would hire me because it was when the divestiture happened with AT&T and everyone was starting their little phone companies. Yeah. And Bomer Telephones, I went and applied for a job and they wouldn't hire me because I didn't have any sales experience. I'm like, well, how am I going to get sales experience if nobody hires me? And so I was friends with Richard Presley, that was the head of Presley Homes. We were friends, not related.
Not related.
Not related.
Right.
Different spelling. And he said, you know what? You'd be good in real estate. Come over here. So he got me started in new homes. And in February of 1979, I started my first job sitting model homes for Presley Homes.
Wow.
In Taylor Ranch.
Interesting.
And here you
and
are. Here you are working weekends.
And I actually told my dad I thought I could maybe do this because I could get paid to talk, which is what I'm best at. I could actually get paid to talk.
Okay, so that's why I told Sandy, I said I want to do a podcast with you. That I want to call it Sandy Says, because sure, you get paid to talk. You really do. And that's what you do. You talk people through some of the most stressful experiences of their lives and yours at times too. But there are so many things, Sandy, that you say that I'll go to other people and start quoting. You're a wealth of knowledge. You are not just an agent. You're an expert in every way. And that's why we wanted to talk to you, especially now, because I know you hear this. The real estate market has changed.
Dramatically.
To those of us who don't know, it seems like it changes all the time, right? But to
absolutely.
You, would you agree right now is a strange time?
It is a really strange time. I was actually telling a fellow colleague that's since retired, because basically everyone that I started with in the industry has either passed away or retired by now. So there's only a few of us left. And thank goodness I was only 21 when I started. So,
right.
You know, I'm not 100. But I think this is one of the strangest markets I've ever been in. And I've been in every market at least 4 times over the course of the almost 47 years. What I think has changed so much about where we are right now is there's too much information,
sure.
Number one, AI and Zillow and all these people that are out there being self-proclaimed real estate experts is making it very hard for those of us who are professionals that are the experts to be able to get people to understand and know the right path because they're just getting bombarded with too much information. The market's also shifted because once COVID was settled down. Our market was amazing. I had the 2 best years of my whole career during COVID.
Oh.
And it was the best years of my entire career. And it was because everybody realized that they could live wherever they wanted to live, mm-hmm. work wherever they wanted to work. So it changed. Plus, interest rates were really good at the beginning. And so with interest rates and people being able to work remotely, the market was super red hot. It slowed down last year a lot, but this year it has shifted dramatically. We're seeing it shifting into a buyer's market now, where it was a seller's market for several years, and we're seeing the shift into a buyer's market.
So buyer's market and seller's market, the difference there, buyer's market is there's so much inventory out there, correct?
Correct.
And people have more to pick and choose from.
Correct.
Whereas the seller's market, there's less out there. You can then demand more for your property if you are the seller because there's less inventory out there, right?
Exactly. That's why you're a smart businessman, Tony. So it's the supply and demand curve, and you're 100% right. I don't know if people are noticing, people are calling me, past clients of mine going, nothing's selling in my neighborhood. What happened? How come there's 8 houses for sale? Last year there was none, you know? So inventory is greatly increased. Interest rates haven't come down yet. So that's making it harder for a lot of people because of interest rates. And the paradox we're in right now is that people don't want to give up their 3% interest rate and move up. So they're only moving if they have to. And they're only moving if their job, family, or personal situation warrants it. Otherwise, they're sitting nice on their little 3% interest and they're not really interested in moving. So that's been a hardship for our market. But now the market has shifted to where inventory is much higher, and it's literally feeling and walking and talking like a buyer's market, where the buyers are going to get to be in the driver's seat again.
Right.
So when people, and there, several people have asked me this, and I want to ask your opinion because I don't know enough to know. I mean, home prices in every city, I mean, they're meant to climb, right?
Exactly.
We're not meant to stay at the same values that we were at 10 years ago. But when people constantly look at the home prices in Albuquerque and the surrounding areas and say, our real estate has gone up so much, is that true? Would you say that we're above the average increase in home values, or are we about right on par?
I'd say we're right on par. I actually think, and this is ironic because this is part of what I was telling you I worked on till midnight last night, where the lender is discrediting the appraisal that they received because this lender is in California, where they're based out of, where the market's totally dropping.
Right.
And the market's dropping in Arizona, and there's other states where the market's dropping. And so they're taking that influence and using it here. And I wrote an essay to this lender last night saying, our market's not dropping, our market's stable. I actually pulled up data to prove that our market's increased 4.4% in the last 12 months, is excellent and much better than a lot of markets. And so it's still an increase. It's still a positive that we actually show an increase of 4.4 in a 12-month history.
Right.
Yeah.
So if somebody, there are so many people renting right now. So, and people, there are a great number of those renters who feel like they have to because they see interest rates and they see the prices and they go, I can't get into this. I'm waiting for it to drop back down to how it was. Do you really think it's ever going to drop back down to the levels that it was 5-6 years ago?
No, I don't. The other thing that is so important to get out there to first-time buyers is there is never been more opportunities and options for a first-time buyer than there is right now.
Really?
There's never been a better time to be a first-time buyer. And it's because the New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority has fantastic loan programs for first-time buyers. Fantastic loan programs. And even if you haven't owned a home in the last 5 years, you can re-qualify as a first-time buyer. So there's all kinds of different, restrictions that affect what you can and can't qualify for on the first-time buyer money. But literally, you do not have to have a down payment unless your credit score is too low.
Right.
But you can get in with no money down and much more and more aggressive interest rates. But primarily, it's to help those people with the down payment because what we find is the most difficult part for a buyer is coming up with the money to close and
Absolutely.
The down payment. So they literally can write an offer with no money down, and they can ask for the seller to contribute towards closing costs and not have to have any money into the transaction.
And then own their own home.
And own their own home. And I've told people on a daily basis, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, because you literally can own cheaper than you can rent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Even with the rates that they are right now, rent is crazy high. And if you're not paying, you have to always remember, when you're paying rent, you're paying someone else's mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're paying for someone else's mortgage instead of your own. And you're not building an investment. You don't have. And the other thing people forget about is the tax benefits, because you do still get to write off your interest and your property taxes. So you've got a tax benefit. It's literally cheaper to own than it is to rent. You can get in with no money down, and you can have a plethora of loan products to choose from. And it's phenomenal what buyers can do right now. And now is a time where buyers can get sellers to pay closing costs.
Right. I do want to mention real quick, Sandy, I don't mean to interrupt, but I do want to mention you can always go to Sandy's website, Sandy Presley. That's Sandy with an I, P-R-E-S-S-L-E-Y, sandypresley.com. If you want to find out more about buying, about selling, the vast wealth of information that Sandy and her team, and we have worked with her team several times in the past. Sandy, remind me again, how fast did we sell our house?
I think we sold it in 48 hours.
I think it was sold in 24, but we actually 24? Waited because we had appointments on the second
there you go.
Day.
We had an offer within the first 24, and we were under contract within 48 hours because we were waiting to see if we were going to get another
offer. That's what we were at. Okay. So
and by the way, did that in December, which is not right now is the best time to sell, right? I would imagine summer is the summer months, maybe early fall, the best time
Absolutely
to sell.
Absolutely right.
Okay.
Right.
So we've talked about it's becoming a buyer's market, but when sellers hear that, and whether or not it's, like you said, people are selling because a personal situation or they have to move for work or, people want to downsize now. And what do you say to sellers when they hear buyer's market and think that they have to stay in place and not move? What do you say to sellers
well,
that want to?
The first thing, because I work in a unique situation with my team where I solely work for sellers and my buyer's brokers work for buyers. But I am 100% hands-on everything that happens. And I know I always make myself analogous to an air traffic controller. And I say, I always know where all the planes are landing and I know where they're flying and who's in their plane. So there's really nothing that goes on in my business that I don't know about and that I'm not part of. So I'm very involved in all of it. And what I explain to sellers on a daily basis is when it starts turning into a buyer's market, because believe me, it's just now starting to happen. Right. Literally just starting in like May and June. It's been that quick of a turnaround. This is when you need to sell before it gets any more dramatic. Plus, I really believe interest rates are going to get better. I really do think they're going to get better, which is going to help the market a lot. But the market hasn't shifted so dramatically that it's a bad time to sell. It's just starting to turn into a buyer's market. We're just on the cusp of it turning into a buyer's market. So it's still a magnificent time to sell. And as I mentioned earlier, we still have a 4.4 increase in value over the last year.
Right.
So if people are wanting to do it, they should do it now. Because what I have watched happen over the last 46 and a half years is that when something goes, either being that it's getting to be a seller's market or buyer's market, it takes time for it to change. It doesn't happen overnight. And so you don't want to be on the other side of that when it's fully on buyer market. You don't want to be waiting for that. So I always say that time is the ultimate currency and that time is usually an enemy to real estate. It's very rare that time works in your favor. So the time is still good now because there are so many fantastic financing options. Buyers don't really realize in their head it is a buyer's market because it's not quite there. It's not a full-on buyer's market. We're right on that teeter-totter between a stable market and a buyer's market.
So I want to talk a little bit about, and you referenced it, a lot of this is the devil of social media, but you have so many dedicated real estate, air quotes, real estate accounts offering so much advice, again, air quotes, advice and speaking as if they're experts, and people are getting a lot of bad information.
100%. It's like I have a sister that's a doctor, and we were talking about this where she said patients would come in after having Googled their symptoms and they're telling her what's really their problem rather than letting the doctor determine what their illness is. That's what's happened in our business is they are taking all of this outside information for non-qualified sources and thinking that's the gospel. That's the truth. Yeah. So we have a lot to overcome in our industry because people are getting so much misinformation and too much information. They get an information overload. If they try to find things out on their own, it makes it very difficult for them to navigate through their waters, which is why it's so important that you find a good broker, because you need somebody who does this for a living 24 hours a day. It's like, I always tell people, you don't want to take out your own appendix. You can Google it and it'll tell you how.
But AI will walk you right through.
AI will walk you right through that appendectomy. It can take you from start to finish on that. But it's not recommended, It's the same way in our business where that's one thing that I'm very grateful for. And I say this pretty much regularly this whole last year is, thank goodness I have deep roots and I have worked very hard to establish a great reputation and worked very hard to be known as the household word. Mm-hmm. I love that little parody.
I do too.
Household word. Yeah. But I've worked very hard to be a household word for when people think of real estate, they think of me. And I've worked very hard for that. Not from a standpoint of anything other than wanting to be the best I can be at what I do for my clients. Mm-hmm. I approach everything with selfless approach. I don't focus on commissions. I don't focus on production. I focus on my clients. And my motto and my mantra and my mission statement is putting my clients first. And that is truly what I've done since 1979. I've just always had a heart for putting my clients first, making it selfless, and knowing that if I'm dedicated to their outcome being successful, if I'm dedicated to their best needs, never caring about my commission or that outcome, it will follow. The business will follow when my heart is for my clients. And that's what I've always done.
That's why I trust her 100%. Exactly. So if again, going back to the social media of it all and people thinking that they know everything there is to know about real estate because you follow a bunch of agents on TikTok. When somebody approaches you, right, and they say, I want to sell my house or I want to buy a home. What's the one thing you would ask from a client? One thing you would ask them to give you out of the gate, because they have so many people coming at them going, I can do it for you. I can get you this and I can get you that. And they make people are getting so many promises up front that really maybe not be able to follow through.
So the first thing I want to do with a buyer or a seller is set up a consult,
right,
where I can give them the professional guidance and the professional knowledge that they need, as opposed to the massive information coming to them through social media. So we set up buyer consults, we set up seller consults, so we can explain to them all of the benefits to them and all of the opportunities to them and why it makes sense to do it now. And that we do through a personal consult.
Right. Because when you see a number on Zillow, right, mm-hmm. or you're shopping around on Realtor and you think, well, I already know what this is.
And I'm glad you mentioned that about values, because there's 13 states in the United States that are non-disclosure states, which means they don't publicly display the sale prices.
Right.
And we are one of those states, mm-hmm. which I'm glad, because then we have the keys to the kingdom,
right,
and not Zillow. And so when they put out these Z estimates or all these different people that are putting estimates out there, it's coming from tax rolls or whatever they can find that's public information, but they do not have a closed sale price database. The only closed sale price database is within our multiple listing system. So when people tell me what they think their house is worth, mm-hmm. because they found all these things, I laugh and tell them the same thing. I'm sure you Googled your symptoms as well and tried to self-medicate, you know. So you need a professional to guide you. This is the single biggest financial decision most people make in their lives,
right,
either buying or selling. It's their single biggest financial decision. And that's why, Jackie, I've approached this from my heart from the beginning. Which, hey, ties into iHeartRadio, huh?
Mm, yeah. Exactly. We're all heart.
But the important thing is so many people approach this business from a selfish standpoint. Mm-hmm. I do just the opposite. I always put their needs first and I find out what they are.
Yeah.
Like, what is motivating you to sell? What is motivating you to need to relocate? Or find out what their motivation is. And I also have a really strong ability to explain to buyers that they're making their landlord's mortgage payment instead of their own.
True. Yeah.
And there's such a misconception about what people can buy or can qualify for. Usually you can qualify for a lot more than you want to spend.
Right.
And so it's just a matter of getting a professional to put you into the right loan program that you can literally buy with no money down.
Right. Right. Okay. So going back to home values, now this one I really want to pick your brain on. We all see this estimate. I know that's probably the word you hate most in the world. But what would you say if somebody was thinking about selling? And like you said, a lot of people have been in their home for a long time. They're sitting on 3% interest rates. They're ready to move on for whatever reason, right? They don't have to do it tomorrow. But in the next maybe 6 months, they want to dip their toe in the water and see if it's if they're ready to go. What would you say would be three of the best home improvements they could make that will add value? Because I know what we all think adds value doesn't necessarily add value.
Such a great question.
I learned that from you.
Yeah, such a great question. Because oftentimes I try to explain to people it truly is a beauty contest because it's a beauty contest and a price war, meaning that there's two things that'll keep a house from selling: price and condition.
Sure.
And what people have to focus on is what's visible, and they have to look at their home through the eye of a photographer and see what a buyer's seeing, because people no longer search by driving around looking at houses. They're online looking. So if that house doesn't pop online, then it's not going to sell, because people make their decisions online. And at that point, if they're serious, they'll go look at it. But they have already made their decision before they even get there, if they're interested or not. So the single biggest thing I tell people is remember it's a beauty contest, and that you only get one shot for a first impression, and that cosmetically, the more someone has to do, the less they're going to pay for your house.
Sure.
So when, if somebody has a very well manicured home and it's been very well cared for, but it's dated, and they say, well, should I remodel my kitchen? I'm like, no, because you'll never get your money back for that. Right. Now, if you have, you know, purple countertops, am I going to say, you better replace the countertops? Right. So it's very much on a case-by-case basis, but what I can tell you the most important thing is curb appeal is huge. People often overlook the importance of curb appeal. If people drive up and they're immediately put off, you've already lost them. That's their first impression, and you've already lost them. Or they're already subtracting value because they say, oh, wow, I got to do all this work to the yard. And so I tell people, make sure your exterior, paint your trim. People overlook the importance of your front door. Mm-hmm. Your front door is a big deal. And I'll tell people, if you want to spend money to just give your house a facelift, put a really cool front door on.
Yeah.
It's inviting. It's the first thing they see and they think, wow, cool. So that's important. Yard maintains the yard looking nice, hugely important. If they see peeling paint and the trim's yucky, and those are all things that are super important. So having really good curb appeal, having really good exterior appeal, because that's your first impression. Then if there's something glaring in the house, like purple carpet and red walls, you know, I'm going to tell them really it's going to be worth it to replace your carpet and to paint your walls.
Yeah.
People have really lost their sense of vision because they don't have to have vision anymore.
Right.
You know, AI will do it for them, or chat GPT will do it for them. So they don't have vision. So you can't expect a buyer to imagine what the house is going to look like.
Sure.
So you've got to depersonalize it. Very important that you depersonalize, and less is more. And people, when I'm through staging their house, telling them what they need to do, they're like, oh, it looks so vacant. Ooh, it looks so boring. It needs to be depersonalized so that people can envision themselves in the home.
That's right. Yes. remember when I had to move all your stuff and gave myself a hernia because I had to move all your stuff, all the stuff
Some
to storage?
Some of us have to depersonalize with two storage units. But you know what? Sandy says depersonalize, and she was so right. So right. You were so right. And the beauty of, again, you know, there are a lot of people out there selling real estate right now. There are a lot of people on social media selling themselves as experts. But I have also witnessed a few people who haven't worked with Sandy going, well, so they came in and told me I need to do A, B, and C. And I said, okay, well, did they set you up with people? Well, no, they told me that I can go online and Google someone. No, Sandy had people lined up. She had backups for her backups for her backups. It was, working with you was so eye-opening in so many ways, but also it was easy because you're full service. You have so many many people that you've developed these relationships with. If I didn't have your expertise and your plethora of experts to draw from, then I would have been one of those overwhelmed sellers that just decided, you know, forget it, I'm not going to do it.
One of the things I really am proud of is that I've worked so hard, because life is all about relationships. And I know that's why we're all here, is because life is all about relationships. And I have worked so hard to have strong relationships with appraisers, with vendors, for everyone from a painter to a carpet person to a stucco to a yard. Anything you want done, I have a relationship. And thank you for pointing that out, because that's one of the tools in my tool belt, is that I can make this seamless and stressless.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I focused on my clients. I'll do everything I can to take the stress off of you. You're paying me to be stressed, so you don't have to be. And you're paying me for my relationships. And there's virtually no form of home preparedness that I can't give you the person to help you make that happen.
That's true. That is 100% true.
And I have people that can do just about everything, you name it. And you so wisely said, I have two or three people in every category just in case. Mm-hmm. So I can literally handle everything for you. You just have to pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
And it's true. And we did have to do that after I depersonalized with two storage units. Yeah. I have to say, you have made me less of a clutter person, too. I've really come a long way. You'd be proud.
Oh, wow.
Next time we go to sell, it'll only be one storage unit. You'll be so happy.
That's awesome.
So happy.
SandyPressley.com. That is SandyPressley. SandyPressley.com. Phone number, Sandy, which?
505-980-2999.
We got about 60 seconds. If somebody is, you've been doing this for, like I said, a couple of years, since 1979. What part of the city or the metro or the area is that spot? Like the hidden gem when it comes to homes? Say you're a family, right? Young family, family of four, maybe three, younger end, but they're looking to buy maybe their first home or their second home.
Oh, there's some good ones.
Because, I mean, we've seen, right, the Sawmill District has gotten hot, and the mm-hmm. Knob Hill area was hot for a while,
still
and then,
is,
you know, right? North Valley and Rio Rancho. You know, what's that hidden gem?
Well, unfortunately, the only way to answer that, Tony, is that your price range determines your gem.
Got it. Sure.
And so one thing that has been remarkably stable to me is the areas that have been high demand have remained high demand. And that is Northeast Heights,
yep.
Knob Hill, North Valley, and Placidus and Corrales.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Rio Rancho is really doing well. They've got really, I think they've probably seen the most increase as far as stable growth and stable increase in values with Rio Rancho, because Rio Rancho was always the most affordable alternative, but it's changed. There's a lot of really dynamic, beautiful neighborhoods within Rio Rancho now. So the only way to really answer that is dependent upon what the person's price range is.
And that is why you should reach out to Sandy Pressley.
That's right.
Because she can help you.
SandyPressley.com. Sandy, thank you so much for coming in. I know how busy you are. I've seen you operate. You're constantly on that mobile device.
All the time. When you call her, you're going to get her. Just be prepared. She answers. You go, whoa.
Also, the best part about Sandy is it may be a 15-minute conversation. Sandy will cut that down to 5 and get to the facts and the business
she
and everything else.
Around.
Yeah, she doesn't mess around.
And I'm a 24-hour realtor, so you can always get me. 24/7.
Are you ready for a vacation again?
Right?